Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Well, I pray that you're having a blessed day so far, and I pray as we are going through our day that you remember these words: the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the one that promised to never leave you nor forsake you. That means if you're going through something this afternoon, remember that you got God on your side and he promised to never leave you nor forsake you.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. You brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far.
I made it this far.
Yes, I did. By the grace. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. But God's mercy and his grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace
is amazing grace.
Somebody.
people said, they said I wouldn't make it. Some people said that I wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me. I made it, yeah, by the grace of God. When I sit down and look back down through the years, I have to share so many tears.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Well, again, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It's a blessing to be able to come into God's presence, and not just come into his presence, but we know that in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there is pleasures forevermore. Well, I want to greet you again in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I pray that you're having a blessed day, and not just a blessed day, but I pray that if you're going through anything, remember what I said when I came on, that our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will never leave you. And then the scriptures say, will he not, he will never leave you, but he won't never forsake you. He won't come, you don't have to come to him and say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. He's not going to forsake you until the end of the world.
I thought I wouldn't.
I pray as we trust and believe God for whatever we're going through, we remember that God will move for us, but the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, that he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a water of those that diligently seek him. You got to have faith if you want God to bring you out of the problem and the situation. I often say, as the scripture says, is there anything too hard for God? Sometimes we look at our problems as being a hard thing. You know, we're going through very hard times, and sometimes going through hard times and make you look at the problem, the situation, as though it's never going to end. We look at it as though things are not going to get better for us, but we got to remember with us. And not only is he with us, but there is nothing too hard for our God to do. He can bring you out of any situation that you're going through. It doesn't matter that marriage problem that you've been going through and you want God to fix the marriage problem. All you got to do is keep trusting God and keep praying and believing that God can do it for you. Let me just say that if you have a testimony and you to give your testimony, as the scripture says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Sometimes by what you go through and how God bring you out of the situation, you want to share how God brought you out. You know, you can always call our live testimony line. That telephone number is 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. And when you call, we will put you live on the air so others can hear your testimony. Again, that telephone number is 516-666-9901. You know, the Bible says again that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
spite of the storm and rain, heartache and pain, still I'm declaring I made it through. See, I didn't lose. I experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still lost. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of all of it, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
I made it through.
Spite of the storm and rain.
I'm still alive, declaring that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss.
And a major cost.
But I never lost.
Thank you.
Yes, I made it. And not only did that song say I made it, but I made it through. When he was going through, that song was it's called My Testimony. And when he's going through his roughest times, God brought him through. And he's telling you that you can make it. You know why? Because the Bible says his grace is sufficient for you, and his strength is made perfect in the time of your weakness. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. See, the end result is you got the victory. Regardless of how it looks, the end result says that you have the victory. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have the victory, and we know we have the victory because he said, I made you more than a conqueror. We are winners. So as that song, My Testimony, and as Marvin Sapp sang that song of his testimony of how God brought him through. He wants to encourage you that you can do the same thing. God is going to bring you through. And we are here for you right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show to believe God for your miracle, and not just to believe God for your miracle, but to encourage you and to let you know that when all else fails, look to Jesus, because he is the one that can bring you out of the situation. As I said earlier, the scripture says, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. But remember these words. Keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. You know, he promised, he says, keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. Your victory is in keeping your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. He promised to take you step by step, but not at once. Each step will be a miracle. Your victory is in keeping your eyes on how big God is, not your problem. Because God can fix your problem. All you need to do is trust him and believe him. These are encouraging words for those that are going through, those that are looking for directions. Somebody said, well, I'm not going through, but I need some directions. I want to know what I should do and what I should not do. I need some answers. Well, number one, Proverbs, the third chapter, the sixth and fifth verse. It says in the third chapter, the fourth and fifth verses, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And that third chapter, the fourth and sixth verse, tells us if we just trust the Lord with all of our heart, and we don't lean on what we think and what we should do, and maybe I should go this way, maybe I should do this. No, he says, don't lean on your own understanding. Every situation to acknowledge him, bring it before him. Let God be the one that leads you which way to go and what to do and what not to do. How do I do that? Pray and wait on the answer. And somebody says, that's that simple? Yes. Wait on him. One of the hardest things for people to do is to pray and ask God for something and then wait on him to lead us and guide us. You know, the Bible did say the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. You know, let the Holy Spirit be the one that leads you into where you're trying to do and what decision you're trying to make. Because I tell you right now, if you allow God to give you that direction, you can't go wrong. And I say that through experience. Every time I try to do it without God, I always fail. But when I ask God and wait on his direction and his leading me, he always leads me to the specific thing that his will for me to have. See, one thing you want is you want God's will. You don't want your will to be done. That's why that scripture in the Our Father's prayer that most people pray, give us this day our daily bread. Well, before that, it says, let thy kingdom come, thy will be done. If you notice, he never put that prayer, give us this day our daily bread, before let thy kingdom come, thy will be done. See, God's will has to be done before you get the stuff. You know why? It's because you want God's will. You know, it might not be God's will for you to have that man, that woman. Somebody say, well, I love her. You know, I want her. Well, that's good. But just remember these words. Amen. Make sure you wait on God. All right, it looked like we got a call, and let's see what the caller is saying here. All right, caller, how can I help you? Go ahead, caller. You know, we got to remember these words in Scripture. The Bible tells us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And not only can we do all things through Christ that strengthens us, I want to encourage those that are going through. I want you to hear this very careful. When you're going through and you don't know what to do, and your back is against the wall, remember that God promised to take you step by step, but not at once. But each step will be a miracle. Let me tell you, and there are people that are going through things that need God to move for them. And we was having a little technical problems a couple minutes ago, but let me just say, there are many people that are not going through, but there are people that are asking God for directions. Which way shall I go? What shall I do? Well, the Bible says, Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th and 6th verses, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If you need directions and you don't know what to do, one of the most hardest things for people to do is to wait on God. Hear what I'm saying. If you want God to direct your path, you got to wait on him. You can't be in a hurry. You know, and I know sometimes when we pray, we want that answer in a hurry, but you're going to have to wait on God, and you're going to have to trust God. And not only trust God, but you're going to have to believe that God will direct your path. Now, here go the scripture. The Bible says in John chapter 16 that the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. See, the Holy Spirit's job is to lead you and to guide you. Now, that song that I played a couple of minutes ago was Marvin Sapp, My Testimony. And I love that song because he's telling his testimony of how God, when he was going through one of the worstest times in his life, how he trusted God and God brought him out. And I want to encourage you that if you're going through anything or you need directions, and I feel very strongly people that are going through that need directions. And if you need directions from the Lord, I want you to know right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, we're here. And not only are we here, but we believe in God for whatever you're going through and that directions, that thing that you want God to speak to you. My encouragement to you is to wait on God. All right, now, if you want to call in to our live radio show, the telephone number right now is 516-666-9901. I want to hear somebody's testimony. I get the line working now, so you call me right here at the radio station. As we play this song, I want to play that song, and it tells us whatever you're going through, hang on in there.
Go! seen my hope is lost. The other witness still holds you up. And in the process, they'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil you can't help but say. And we gon' make a lot.
To the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, the psalm says, hang on in there. You know, when you're going through times, you don't feel like hanging in there. You know, somebody say, I'm sorry, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm tired of waiting on the answer, I'm tired of going to church and people tell me when I'm going through that things is going to change. It doesn't seem like nothing is changing. Well, I got good news for you. That regardless of how it looks, it doesn't mean that things are not changing. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, sometimes when you're going through, you might not even see that what you're going through is going to get better. But through the eyes of faith, you know, by looking through the eyes of faith, now if you're looking at your problem, you're going to always look at it as though things are not going to get better. But you got to hang on in there, and you got to know that you know that you know. Let me give you this scripture. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, that says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, we know that we got the petition that we desire him. See, that's that. I love that scripture because it talks about knowing that if we know that he heareth us. So you got to know that God hears you when you pray. If we know that he heareth us, we know that we got petition, meaning it's a done deal. See, the Bible says our word has been settled in the heaven. You know, when before you open up your mouth and ask God for anything, when you see it through the eyes of faith, even though you can't see things changing, you can't see the directions in which you are asking God for, you know that you know that you know that you know if God said it, you believe it, and that settles the whole thing. Hang on in there. Regardless of how it looks, God is getting ready to bring you out of that situation. The scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. Did you hear what that scripture said? He delivered them out of every one of them. And I just feel very strong for some reason this day. Directions. What directions you need from God? What are you asking God for that you need him to direct you in? And I'm saying to you, whatever that direction that you don't know what to do and you don't know what way to go and you've been wrestling with this thing, remember this. God got the answer for you. And that answer is coming very soon. And he is going to direct your path to which way to go and what to do and what not to do. But here we go. You got to trust him. All right. That line is open at 516-666-9901. You can call me right here at the radio station. And we've been having a little technical problems, but we got it together now. All right. 516-666-9901 right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And you know, I love that song. Hang on in there.
Thank you. they throw at me, you know it won't prosper. Now,
yeah, just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House they need to pay it off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
Call it down.
He's ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper now.
Ron, this is crazy.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw.
Franklin, thank God for that song that we know we had the victory. And before then, Jesus will. Now, what would Jesus will do? He's going to give you the victory over every circumstances in your life and those decisions that you must make. God is going to give you the directions that you're looking for. You know, it's hard when you're wrestling about a decision that you must make. And sometimes it doesn't feel good when you really know that you want to do this. It's just like asking God for a mate. And you want to get married. You want to be sure this is the one that God has for you. Or some kind of career. Or some kind of something that you need to do. Or you're wanting to do. But you just need God. Directions. Remember the stretcher. trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And whatever you do, don't lean to your own understanding. Stop trying to figure it out. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you. See, God got plans for you. Now, here we go. What plan do you want? Your plans or God's plan? In other words, sometimes when you're asking God for something, it might not be his will and it might be his will. That's why you got to know what the will of God is for your life. How do I do that? You, first of all, when you pray with confidence and you pray in faith. And faith is, I know God, you're going to direct me. I'm not even worrying. You can't trust God and worry at the same time. You asking God for directions and you're worrying, it ain't going to work. You got to have the faith that God is going to lead you, that God is going to guide you, that he's going to give you that decision. I'm praying, and I don't know why I feel this very strong today, but I'm praying for every person that believe in God for directions, that this is going to be the last time you're going to struggle in with that decision you're trying to make. God is going to give it to you, and I bind the works of the devil and everything that is blinding you. Sometimes when you get things on your mind and you want it so bad, sometimes you can't hear God. You got to lower that down and put all that on God. Lord, I'm not going to allow nothing to allow me to worry. I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to be wondering, am I going to do this? Should I do that? And now it becomes a burden. And now you can't see because all you're seeing is what's in front of you, frustration. Being frustrated because you don't know the right decision to make. That's why we're going to give it to God. Come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God going to give you rest for all the back and forth, not knowing what to do. He's going to tell you what to do, but you got to have faith that he's going to speak to you.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him. Kneel down before him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like
on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
Every prayer.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Yes, every praise is to our God. Remember the scripture in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse, that says, "In everything give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus." Well, my time is almost up here, and I want to thank God for those that have been listening to us, especially those around the world who have been listening to us in different countries, and those in the United States. Also, let me remind you that you can hear us every day, Monday through Friday, at 12 noon, right here on Blob Talk Radio. And of course, every first and third Sunday on Old School 1029, that's Old School 1029, you can go to cborangeberry.com, then click on Old School 1029. That's every first and third Sunday at 1:30. Then fifth Sunday at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Also, we're always here to pray for you on our prayer line. If you're ever in need of prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. Also, we want to thank God for every one of you, again, that's been tuning in to our radio program. Well, let's play another song as we go out. And I hope and I pray that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you would come to know him. For the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Well, let me pray as we leave the air. Well, Father, we thank you right now for every person that is listening to this program. And there might be somebody that's going through some problems and situations, even those that are looking for directions. Which way should I go? What should I do? What I don't want to move ahead of myself. And some people are confused and don't know what to do. I pray, Father, that you touch and minister to them, lead them and guide them. Those that are going through, God, let them know that you're able to bring them out of every situation. God, I decree and I declare over their lives, God, that their lives will never be the same, that they're coming out of that problem, coming out of that situation. Those that are sick, let them be healed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Until tomorrow, may God bless you. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Since Jesus came into my life, he brought out the best in me. Since Jesus came into my life, he set my soul free. Whole, and he gave me
and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Lagarde.
Since Jesus came into my life, he gave me a brand new song. Since Jesus came into my life,
ooh-wee,
I place him second to none. Save my soul.
He saved my soul.
Since he came in,
since he came in,
since he came in,
yes,
into
he
my
did.
Life.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
You changed me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you